Quentin Rollins yesterday, Mike, was he able to have any contact, or is he still not cleared for that yet?
No, the work for Quentin Rollins yesterday at practice is all part of the concussion protocol sequence to get back on the field. So, but he's still in the protocol. He has not been cleared.
Mike, as far as Jordy Nelson is concerned, what will he do tomorrow?
Well, Jordy Nelson, actually, we're going to declare him out for the game, meeting with the medical staff. Dr. McKenzie and Dr. Gray will not medically clear him to practice tomorrow. So he will be out for the game Sunday.
Mike, is there any prognosis going forward? If, in fact, you guys go forward, is there still hope that if you were to continue playing that he might be able to come back?
Well, I mean, it's just really meeting with those guys briefly this morning, the medical staff, they just don't feel that they frankly just would not medically clear him for Sunday. So we'll reevaluate Monday. And I mean, he's actually in the training room now going through a workout, and he'll continue to progress. He said he feels better every day. So we'll have to answer that question Monday.
The organization, I assume, aware of the situation with Sam, and is there a comment from you on Sam Shields' situation?
Yes, as an organization, we're aware of Sam Shields' legal situation. It's obviously pending, and I was made aware of it when it occurred a few months ago.
No, last week you asked about the Giants and if the film was very relevant because the teams have changed so much. Is it maybe different with Dallas? Is the film more relevant this week, do you think?
Not sure what you asked me, Bill.
Well, there's so many different players in place for that Giants game. It seems like Dallas is pretty well intact. Is watching Dallas film maybe more relevant than watching the Giants film?
Well, I think any time you play the team prior to the season, it's always relevant because there are players that line up across one another. And I think it was definitely the case against the Giants. And if you look at the way they played us and the way we played them, there were some similarities to the first game, and then obviously there was some change. Dallas is coming off of an off week. They've had time to spend more time in their cell scouts. So we've taken the approach of potential unscouted looks and things like that. But from a personnel standpoint, this is probably the healthiest team we've competed against all season. So as you watch the progression of their games since the time we've played them. So they're healthy. They've been playing with excellent continuity, obviously extremely productive. And, so with that, we feel like we've had a very good study of them for our preparation.
Hey, Mike, I know yesterday, just for this question, you talked about kind of scratching and clawing to get at this point. I know, obviously, it's not the way you draw it out, but for the younger players on this roster, specifically the rookies, what do you think that has kind of done to prepare them for these moments and get into the playoffs?
I mean, it's all about competition. We all understand that, you get into the training camp phase, you have preseason games, and then everything goes to a different level in the regular season, and then as you get into November, December football, it goes up another notch, and then obviously playoff football. We had the opportunity to experience that Sunday against the Giants, so it goes up another notch. So for our young players, particularly our first year players, they've been able to see or experience what they're getting ready to get into Sunday. So I think that's always a benefit anytime you can demonstrate exactly the competitive environment, the atmosphere that you're getting ready to play into. I think it helps anybody in the arena of competition. So, I mean, it's a benefit. And but at the end of the day, this is football. We need to go down there, play our game, stay within ourselves. We've established the way we're going to play over the the course of the season. So that won't change. And that's the biggest thing that we emphasize with our whole football team.
With Nelson out, how do you replace the snaps that he would normally get? What does that do to your receiver rotation?
Well, I mean, it gives us one less receiver, but obviously extremely productive player. You just go by the way the game plan was set, the importance and really the emphasis on Jordy Nelson. So with that, that's gone. And you just tilt opportunities the other way, and that's the way you always have to approach these types of situations. Anytime you have a player of his magnitude that's not available, but that's all part of developing a game plan. You have to do that in the early stages of the week. We anticipated potentially not having this week, and so we'll be prepared for that.
Kind of combining that question to Wes's question, Gervonta played so well in Detroit, and that was obviously a tough environment and a really big game. Does that give you added confidence in him if he's asked to play more snaps?
I have a lot of confidence in Gervonta, not just for the way he played in Detroit. It's definitely an experience that he could build off of, but just really what he's done, and you watch the progression that he's made throughout the season. So he'll be ready to go. Jordy will travel. He'll be at the game in Dallas.
You've seen Jason Witten for a long time, and you've obviously liked tight ends. What obviously it's pretty remarkable what he's done. What stands out about what he's able to do at 30?
Jason Witten's a great player. I mean, he's not only a great player. I think he's done it all the right way. I remember when he came into the league, out of University of Tennessee. We had a receiver, Dante Stallworth, that was a teammate of his, and Jason came out the next year. So. Just had watched a lot of film of him playing in college as we, drafted Dante when I was down there in New Orleans. So he's done it, so long the right. I mean, he's just fundamentally sound, and I have a great appreciation because obviously, I think when you think of Jason, obviously the attention that he gets for, the number of receptions and the production he has in a passing game. But when you turn the tape on, he's still blocking. Does an excellent job of disguising and he's very fundamentally sound. I mean, he's just a complete football player and even a better, person off the field. Just have an opportunity to be around him at a couple of Pro Bowls. I think he's a real class act.
Jordy and Aaron obviously played a lot together. There's a lot of talk about how in the red zone and the scramble drills, they're often on the same page just because they played together so long. How far has Devonta come in that category? And have you seen that trust from Aaron and Devonta in those situations grow quite a bit this season?
Well, I think he's come a long ways. I mean, we all recall Devontae's, big breakout game versus the Cowboys, in the playoffs, 2 years ago. So I think he's having a great year. We've talked enough about what he went through last year and just what a complete player he's become. So, I mean, he'll obviously have a lot of opportunities, and I'm sure they're going to give him attention that he may not have seen if Jordy had played. But, that's all part of your preparation, and we'll be ready for that.
What about his skill set allows you guys to move him around? He didn't do that a whole lot his first couple of years, but we have seen it a lot this year.
Definitely. I mean, it's a job requirement for our receivers. That they play, every one of those guys play all four positions, and obviously Devontae's no different.